When Karl Marx was a boy, he took a hard look around. He saw people were starving all over the place while others were painting the town. A public-spirited boy became a public-spirited man. So he worked very hard and he read everything until he came up with a plan. There'd be no exploitation, the worker or his kin. No discrimination, 'cause the color of your skin. No more private property, it would not be allowed. No one could rise too high, no one could sink too low, or go under completely like some we all know. If Marx were living today, he'd be rolling around in his grave. And if I had him here, in my mansion on the hill, I'd tell him a story, 'twould give his old heart a chill. It's something that happened to me. I'd say, Carl, I recently stumbled into a new family. The two little children in school, where all little children should be. I went to the orientation. All the young mommies were there. Carl, you never have seen such a glorious sight as these beautiful women arrayed for the night, just like countesses, empresses, movie stars, and queens. And they'd come there with men much like me, froggish men, unpleasant to see. Were you to kiss one, Carl, nary a prince would there be. Oh, Carl, the world isn't fair. It isn't and never will be. They tried out your plan, it brought misery instead. You've seen how they worked, be glad you were dead. Just like I'm glad I'm living in the land of the free, where the rich just get richer and the poor you don't ever have to see. It would depress us, Carl, because we care that the world still isn't fair.